be and justice for all.
The clerk has submitted minutes from the 16th of August. Were there any additions, corrections, or substitutions? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, I'd like to welcome up Mr. Ruby, the county attorney, to go over some components of the opioid settlement. Good morning, the floor is yours.
So, I sent an email last week, I forwarded an email to you guys. There's an opt-in provision for us if we want to participate in the opioid settlement. So we already agreed, we already did paperwork to get into the opioid settlement. There's strings attached to the money as far as what we can do with it. And it's probably been 5-6 months we had that discussion, and I think I sent you guys, there's a kind of a listing of the things that we can do and can't do and things that will be approved. Most stuff that is law enforcement related and or mental health related is going to qualify. But we've received an email from the people that are from the Attorney General's offices in charge of distributing the money. We have to opt in by September 9th and say, yes, we want this first round of funding. After which they find out, after they find out how many people are saying, yes, we want in, then we'll probably get the dollar amount. My intention would be that I would get with the Sheriff's Office, Police Department, and Mental Health and figure out exactly what we'd like to use the money for. It's pretty hard to make a decision until we know how much there is there, how much we're actually going to get, and that's going to depend on how many people opt in, from what I can tell. I assume everyone who said previously, like us, that they were willing to take the money on the same boat as we are, where we're like, yes, we just want to get the dollar amount so we can allocate that. So what I would just ask from you today is if you would authorize me to be able to email the Attorney General's office back and say, yes, we are opting in. Please tell us what the amount is. And then what I would do is work with those other agencies to figure out exactly how we're going to use that money and advise the Attorney General's office, this is what our intention to use the money is, get the approval for it, and then move forward with utilizing those funds. They're supposed to be used for something to deal with the opioid epidemic. Luckily, in Johnson County, we are not experiencing that near as severely or as harshly as many other places. However, we can do some work on the front end, hopefully, to not have those issues come here. We do have some of those issues that are presenting at this point, and so we can try to curb some of those things. So that would be my intention, to use that money that way. But I have to have your approval to tell them we opt in by the 9th of September.
Are you going to be the agent that we designate to be in charge of?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. So, yes, that's fun.
All right. So, Mr. Ruby, of $10,622.87, you'll handle that out of your office. Is this going to require the clerk's office to create a fund? How are you going to administer the money?
That's the question. I don't know exactly how they're going to do that for us. And it may end up being a little bit more, depending on if people say we don't want to. And so, I'm guessing it's something I'll have to work closely with Vicki and probably with Kate. And so it'll be somewhat of a learning curve. I'll get those questions answered as I discuss this with the AG about how that's going to look. I didn't go into that point because I got the email, and pretty quickly after getting it, I sent it to you, and pretty quickly after that, here I am. And so there's plenty of things. I intended to get a little more information this morning, but I had another issue, as I explained in chambers, that I had to deal with this morning. So sorry about that.
I would entertain an option. Let's make a motion. I'll make a motion that we designate the county attorney to handle the opioid settlement with the state of Wyoming.
And to opt in with them. Okay, I'll second that.
So there is motion and second to authorize the county attorney to enter into the final agreement with the Wyoming Attorney General for the opioid settlement money. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or public comment on the opioid settlement? Discussion or public comment? Public comment. Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next up, I need to convene the Board of Equalization to deal with a couple of motions. So at this time, we will recess the County Commission and I'll convene the Board of Equalization. Are there motions?
You want the dismissal motions?
Well, those were approved at the Board of Equalization. So are there additional dismissal motions?
Not that I know, Mr. Chairman, I thought so. I thought we dealt with those during the BOE, so I will have, at our next meeting, in 2 weeks, I will have the other orders that are out there pending. There's a couple remand orders, and then there's also a couple of orders affirming the assessor's decision. I will have those.
Okay.
And I will circulate those to the other side before the meeting. That's my plan.
So we don't have that?
I don't believe so. Maybe the clerk has a different opinion, but I'm pretty sure that you approved those during that BOE, signed them that day, and we were done.
Okay. All right. I was under the impression we actually had orders from two subsequent hearings, but if that's not the case, then we'll go ahead and set that aside until...
And those are the only ones that I'm aware of that you have approved or are ready to approve, because you're going to have to wait on me for the other one.
Is there a motion to adjourn the Board of Equalization?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And clerk, did you have additional business before we move to vouchers? And the clerk has asked for a quick executive session to discuss personnel.
Chairman Foddy, I don't have anything else other than the vouchers. And you can see there's a note attached. She added a couple of things and subtracted a thing or two. And so the total is marked in yellow.
Okay. So it appears the vouchers for the month of August were in the amount of $324,103.73. There was an addition for some plumbing, a couple of other smaller items, and the sheriff's fee said $139. Commissioners, did you have questions for the clerk on any of the vouchers?
She answered them for me. Thank you.
No.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the vouchers?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any additional business before we hear public comment and then have an executive session? This time I would welcome any public comment for the commissioners.
I don't know if I'm supposed to read this, but I do. So please forgive my informality. Jen just brought this to me for the chamber. So is this the time to?
It is. So please, if you come up, okay. And please introduce yourself for the record.
Okay. I'm Pam Day, and I'm the new membership coordinator for the chamber. I just moved here about a month ago. So. I'm just going to read this because she just now gave this to me. So the Buffalo Chamber has continued restructuring and thanks the City of Buffalo, Johnson County Commissioners, Joe Kofers, for supporting us during this time. The board has moved forward and hired full-time membership coordinator, myself, Pam Day, with the help of JCTA Representative Jody Sowers. I will focus on repairing and developing relationships with our county and small businesses. I will focus on developing membership benefits for our chamber members. And Jessica Lipes, She has been promoted to membership assistant and will support me in the membership efforts. She will also advocate for chamber business and members through social media and our website. The board continues to move forward with developing partnerships and keeping communication open with JCTA and JOCO First. The board has committed to presenting the following events for this fiscal year: the Monster March, Christmas Button Campaign, and Lighted Christmas Parade, Wednesday Market, Fair and Rodeo Parade. We are discussing the Small Business Expo currently, but have not been committed to it yet. And the Christmas theme is Country Christmas. We are working to bring back at least 1 to 2 membership programs like Business after Hours once a month. Please don't hesitate to contact myself, Jess, or any of the board members if you have questions. Thanks for letting me read that.
Thank you.
You must have a lot of good.
Thank you. That's what I hear.
Any questions or comments for the new Chamber of Membership Director? Well, welcome and thank you. Any further public comment? Hearing none, I'll go ahead and close public comment. I will entertain a motion to enter into executive session pursuant to Wyoming statutes covering personnel.
So moved.
Sorry. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Carries. We are going to move into executive session after the clerk of chambers.